Right now, it is time to welcome in Thorin Christiandottir from Main Street Magazine. Thorin joins us on a Tuesday morning, and we like to gaze through the magazine, Main Street Magazine, which you can find for free pickup throughout the tri-state region, and also at their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, especially with this bonus weather we're getting.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's terrific. I'm not going to complain about weather anymore.
For now.
Even though we've got another beautiful fall weekend coming up, a lot of different events going on in our area. But, you know, when I moved to Kingston, New York many years ago for my second full-time radio job, I moved to Kingston, New York in 1972. And I was always amazed about a town. And it seemed like a long way from Kingston because you had to cross the Hudson River. But the minute you crossed the Hudson River, you were basically in Rhinebeck. And mm-hmm. Rhinebeck was always an interesting town to me now. And Rhinebeck's kind of like a Millerton, except a little larger, where it now is fully appreciated for the businesses and for the atmosphere that it hosts. And you have a really great article on the background and history of Rhinebeck.
Which one are you talking about now?
Rhinebeck Roots.
Oh, sorry. I'm just flipping through and wondering if you're on the website or on the printed magazine. Yep. Rhinebeck Roots is about John Jacob Astor IV and his family and how they had roots in Rhinebeck and what they had done there and how their legacy continues on today.
You know, it's always, like I said, it's always been an interesting town, and it's more than interesting now. I like to compare it. It's like the Renaissance. They're smaller towns, but the Renaissance in Millerton, New York, mm-hmm. where you find more about the Renaissance that's going on in Hillsdale, New York, mm-hmm. and Rhinebeck. Rhinebeck has an amazing array of restaurants and shops, and they were even, there's a guy that does pizza reviews, okay? On TikTok and the internet, and he's world famous. Either you love him or you hate him, but he gets hundreds of thousands of views. He went to one of the pizza shops in Rhinebeck.
Pizzeria Posto, right?
What?
Pizzeria Posto?
I think so. Yeah, and it's
Is that the guy who does, you know, talks about the flop value of the pizza?
Yeah.
yeah, I saw it.
And what's interesting about it is that's a fairly new pizzeria, and he doesn't really go to new pizzerias, but he went there, and he loved it, and he loved it. And the reason he went there is because people went on his site, and started giving reviews for it. But anyways, Rhinebeck is just a great town. It's got a lot going for it.
It's got such a great mixture of things, though, and you know, as my husband points out, you know, it's very easy to walk there because everything's flat, and so it's the psychological factor that you just want to keep walking around. But they've got such a nice mixture of, as you said, restaurants and shops and activities there, and the farmers market that they have there is always awesome.
And then, of course, in the wintertime, that region hosts the Sinterklaas. I mean, it's really an amazing town. And you're right, it's a flat area. You can walk it, and you can find parking.
Yeah, always.
which is an important part of a business sector. All right, I talked about the weather today, the story from the website is the end of gardening season.
Yes, Pom has been sharing her gardening with us, and as she points out, it's even though it's winding down, it's still a very busy time of year for her and all other gardeners, because you're prepping for winter, but you're also prepping for spring. So, you know, the getting the garden, whatever needs to come out, and cleaning it up, and then, you know, planning for the spring. And I guess the planning part, according to Pom, is one of the most busy times of year.
You know, and one thing about gardeners, they do all year round. They look at seeds, they look at bulbs, they're getting set. And the minute they can put their hands into a cold soil in the springtime, it's an amazing thing to witness. It's like golfers waiting for golf season, except but really gardeners, they hang on to it all year long, kind of like baseball. When baseball season's over, there's a thing called the hot stove league where people just talk about, you know, trades and stuff. Like, gardeners just don't stop gardening. Even if it's in their mind. Even if it's in their mind.
Well, apparently the getting the seeds and planting all that is very competitive and a lot happening with that. So,
well, ever since we've had Margaret Roach on here, I've learned that, you know, gardeners even, you know, I look at gardens and they're beautiful and everything. But the thought that goes, like, certain people plant their gardens so when something dies out, right behind it, the one that's next in season comes. And so their garden is never out of date. It's pretty amazing. Well, so you got that story on that. Talk about an interesting town. You've got a story called Millbrook's Museum in the Streets.
Yeah, Lorraine, told us all about the kind of new museum that they have. It's a walking museum that you can take yourself on. But they've created and placed placards around the entire town or village that tell the history of either a location or a building and, you know, the people involved, what happened there, and why it's important to the village.
It's a great village, and it's not that far from us, as a matter of fact. And then talking about going in a different direction, and we talked a little bit about this before, but we are so lucky here in our area to be connected to integration and the racial strife that has gone on through this country ever since we've been founded, and we are connected in so many different ways. And a big way, which is now finally really being celebrated and appreciated big time, is Great Barrington's W.E.B. Du Bois. For a long time, we knew about him. There was his museum, but now they've named a school after him, and the outpouring of support for his legacy and what he has done is really a great story.
Yeah, it is, and I have to be honest, I didn't realize the depth of his importance until Regina sent me her article. I mean, I knew snippets of pieces of how important he was, but to read his entire kind of life story and everything that he was involved in and worked for and towards for this entire country, you know, is very impressive and I think so important. And I'm so glad that we were able to include it in this issue and share the story of him and his work and also the connection to the local community.
You know, because he became a communist, he was kind of shunted and pushed into the background. And that was a later period of his life. But when you look at the connections that this area has to slavery and to the ending of slavery with Du Bois, or with Mumbet, with all this, we really live. And I've always said it's a historical area because of the American independence and the Ironsides and how the factories around here made cannonballs and the trees came down to make ships that fought in the Revolution. And then on the other side, you have the unbelievable connection that our whole tri-state region has with what has happened in race over the years in the United States. We just live really in an amazing area.
We do.
Now I'm going to talk about. We only have a minute, but you've got Ian. So we talked a little bit about this Main Street, the article in the magazine, and you have some great pictures of Main Street, and that are in this article. Especially, I love the one where you get the whole curved section of Turney's store, which is a great picture. But it really is a pretty interesting article all about Main Street and Millerton.
Not just Millerton, but what was your take on it? Because when I read it, when Ian first sent it, he said, I'm going to do something a little different. What was your first impression on it?
My impression, I looked at it not as a, how about that? I didn't look at it as an informational article.
Yep.
I looked at it as and I was immediately, I love graphics. I was immediately drawn to the different pictures and to the way the pictures were taken. And then I looked once again about the history of Main Streets and the economy and stuff like that. But the thing that really draws me, and I find this all the time with Main Street Magazine, is the people who take the pictures for the articles. Probably the people that write the articles themselves, they're just so imaginative.
Yeah. Well, it was funny when Ian sent me these because, yes, there are two from Millerton, but they're also from, I think, what's Salisbury and Lakeville, the
Yep.
others. I said to him, I was like, well, do you want photo caption? No, not at all. Because he wanted people to use their imagination and see if they could recognize, and connect with what he was saying. But I really enjoyed his kind of quote unquote different take on looking at, yes, main streets, but the heart of communities and the history of them and how, the minutiae of things are historic and change things and may are important.
I think another thing that drew me to it, and this is also, I think, an important part when you have a magazine. There's a picture of of the entrance of the street where I live in Salisbury.
Oh,
There's a
okay.
picture of Main Street in Salisbury, the town hall, the church, and then there's a road that goes up to it, and that's a Factory Street. And I live up on Factory Street as you head up the mountain, and that was just another thing that caught my eye. But I really do think what you. Almost every time I talk about a story with you, I talk about the pictures that go with it. And one picture's worth a thousand words is all I can say, really.
It is. It is. So I'm excited to hear what you think of our next issue, which should come out next week.
And what's going to be in that issue?
November has been for the last, I don't know, 5, 6 years now, our art and design issue, and I just went to press with it, and it's a bigger issue. We've got some very exciting articles in there, and with everything focuses kind of on art and design, whether it be an artist itself or an exhibit or a collaboration or the entrepreneur feature. And we're pretty excited that we are our center spread is actually an interview with Tim Jones and Silda Wall Spitzer, and this will be Silda's first interview for about, I don't know, 6 years since she was in Vogue last. So we're very excited about that.
Well, Main Street Magazine available for pickup throughout the area, and of course the companion website, mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds terrific. Enjoy the weather.
Take care. Thorin Christendowder this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com. And you can find Main Street Magazine, as I said, mainstreetmag.com on the web.